This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:40 on the evening edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and we're now moving on to super apps. So think of those do-it-all apps like Grab, Gojek, and WeChat. They can be used for messaging, payment, shopping, and so much more. Now, AirAsia founder Tanasri Tonim Fernandez wants a slice of that pie. In an interview with the BBC, he said that he and his team are working on what they hope will be Asia's next super app.
So we have very little detail so far of what it'll be or look like, but Tanasri Tonim said the app will be an all-in-one platform for food delivery, shopping, payments, entertainment, and travel. Sounds a bit familiar. This is part of moves to find new ways to generate income for AirAsia while flights remain grounded. He's got his eyes on Grab, Gojek, and China's Meituan as rivals and admits that competition is stiff.
That's right. But he's confident that AirAsia has what it takes because, according to him, they've always been digitally focused. AirAsia has some things working to its benefit. They have a rich database of over 60 million users as their starting point, and they also have BigPay, a payment platform, and also for shopping called Our Shop.
Yeah, so I think overall this is an interesting announcement. The moment I saw this, my mind kind of went to a place where it just asks, can they do it? Because I think here we've already got some very strong competitors. We have Grab. Yep. We also have WeChat. These giants are already quite powerful. Well, Grab, a giant, I'm a bit hesitant to say it. But
regional power, I think.
Regional power would be more appropriate. But with WeChat, for example, they're quite powerful, right? And I think with these sorts of players, they're only likely going to get stronger in what they do, and they're going to try and get control over of the entrance into many other fields as well. And then that's how they'll grow and grow and grow. AirAsia on its parts, on its end, I think already has some things working for it, but whether or not they can become that super app, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, on another note though, I'm just wondering how many of us actually use a lot of these functions on the existing apps like Grab and Gojek, right? I just can't imagine how much more the different functions would be used if there are additional things like messaging, and because people are so used to our current channels to message people, you know, would it perhaps be a distraction? Would people find it too cumbersome to download all these different apps for all these different things and sort of just get fed up perhaps with having too many apps?
Yeah, though that might also be a boon for us, right? Because having more players would be better for consumers and potential employees of these companies, which means better prices for us and better wages, because there just happens to be more competition and there is less of a chance of a monopoly or an oligopoly.
Yeah, we'll have to see, though. It's going to be, nonetheless, I think it'll be interesting to see what they come up with and how perhaps that might perhaps stimulate some competition amongst the other apps, you know, keep them on their toes. Maybe that's a good thing. You can let us know, you know, what do you think? Do we need another super app or are existing ones enough? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be hearing from Vincent Fong, Chief Editor of FinTech News Malaysia. So stay tuned for that. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:46 on the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. We're talking about super apps right now. AirAsia plans to develop what they hope will be Asia's next super app. Their founder, Tanasri Tonim Fernandez, says the all-in-one platform will include food delivery, shopping, messaging, travel, and much more. So you can keep sending us your thoughts on that or also participate on our Twitter poll that's ongoing right now. In the meantime, to zoom in on this, we're joined by Vincent Fong, Chief Editor of FinTech News Malaysia. Vincent, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
What does the landscape look like for super apps in Malaysia?
So I think building a super app is no easy feat, right? Just building one excellent service within one area in itself is a difficult task. So if you're talking about being able to provide optimal service across multiple verticals, I think it's a really monumental challenge. I suspect that's an area that many companies won't be able to succeed in. Having said that, I don't necessarily see any apps in Malaysia that fit that bill in Malaysia yet. The closest to that is probably Grab.
So with that said, though, we do seem to have a possible presence, and regionally super apps seem to be the thing here. Why is that?
Well, I think that's probably because much of Asia is taking inspiration from China, where super app is originated, right? So the idea of being part of the customer's every touch point in their life, it's a very appealing proposition for many tech companies. The amount of data that you can generate from this is immensely valuable. So interestingly, this is a space that we're also seeing banks are attempting to move into as well. Thailand's oldest bank, the Siam Commercial Bank, has launched a food delivery service earlier this year. It was called Robinhood. And DBS also announced a partnership with Gojek to launch a super app-like kind of service earlier this year as well.
So Tony Fernandez credits COVID-19 for this acceleration of super apps that you just touched on. Would you agree with this?
I mean, generally, yeah, digital adoption has gone up, but I don't know which specific super app is referring to. I mean, again, I really don't see any of this app necessarily fitting that bill right now.
What would determine the success of a super app, and particularly so within the context of Malaysia?
I think at the end of the day, super app is all an ecosystem play, right? So the key is whether, number one, you can drive user adoption across the various services. And number two, whether you're able to maintain the same stickiness and also the same user experience across your large base consistently.
So at the moment, our closest super app, like you mentioned mm-hmm. just now, would be a Grab. Do you foresee their app evolving to super app status in the near future? And what would the limitations be perhaps mm-hmm. to achieving that?
No, for sure, they are moving towards the direction. But of course, if you talk to them, they would describe themselves already as a super app, right? But it doesn't permeate our lifestyle the same sense that WeChat does in China, where, you know, ride-hailing, chatting, and everything is just all in one app. But, you know, Grab is doing some interesting things. In Singapore, they recently launched a micro-investment service in which they actually invest your spend in the Grab ecosystem into a mutual fund, sorry, a fixed income fund that's managed by UOB and Fullerton Fund Management.
How well have other companies fared in this space?
Particularly if you're looking at Southeast Asia, I think Gojek has done a really good job. So if you look at Grab, primarily the focus was earlier on geographical expansion and then the vertical expansion, right? But Gojek is kind of the other way around, where they're really focused in Indonesia and then building up on other services, then expanding into other markets. So I think in Indonesia, you see that Gojek is very near to that super app status, but some would really describe them as a super app.
So given the size of AirAsia's existing database of customers, Tan Sri Tony had mentioned that this would give them the edge with this new super app. What do you think of that statement?
I mean, I don't want to be the guy that bets against Tony Fernandez, right? Because he's proven a lot of detectors wrong in the past. But I get the sense that he might have underestimated the challenge in building a super app. So if you look at a lot of the super app that comes from China, it originates as some sort of a messaging platform, you know. So those kind of brands generally have better goodwill with the consumers versus an airline brand, right? So I think, you know, user base doesn't necessarily equate conversion, and that's one area that they're probably going to find a bit of challenge in. But given that AirAsia's year-on-year revenue has dropped by about 96%, it makes sense for them to really pivot and focus on other verticals. I mean, if you look at their recent results, they announced that their digital business grew by over 137%, and BigPay saw 469% growth into their remittance transactions.
So, we're just talking about this, right? Do we need a super app, actually, just having one in this country?
No, I mean, it's a good question, right? So if you look at the app ecosystem in Malaysia, a lot of our apps that we use a lot are American-made, right? And if you look at the design philosophy of these American companies, is that it's very unbundled. So take Facebook, for example. You have Facebook, you have Facebook Messenger, you have Instagram, you have WhatsApp. It's all owned by one company. And they're also looking to launch digital currency payment systems and whatnot, but they're all standalone systems. So that's the kind of app that most Malaysians and even at large Asians are used to, right? So whether or not we will necessarily transition the same route as China, where there's one singular all-encompassing app that you do everything with, it remains to be seen. Because China was a kind of closed ecosystem, which they developed this kind of app for the users, and users slowly got used to it, right? So I'm not really sure if that's the direction that we are necessarily going as well. I mean, even if you look at WeChat, who's very successful over there, despite them claiming that they have the 30 million users in Malaysia, we also don't see that same degree of success being replicated.
What's your understanding of competition within the space, right? Because whenever they talk about the likes of WeChat, they talk about the likes of Grab, it's like squeezing out competition because they are relatively powerful players. And for WeChat, for example, mini apps exist within it, right? Where you build apps specifically for them and you can choose to later on lock out some of the other apps that you may not be so into, with more and more hopefully or seemingly entering the market. How do you foresee competition moving ahead?
I mean, I think there's still space for niche services, right? There is definitely an appeal for companies who are able to provide a variety of services. But at the end of the day, I think there are still a few kind of specialized services that you're better off, you know, working with one particular company to using a service of one particular company to do so.
Now, in many industries, we've also seen the rise of counter trends, right? So in the automotive industry, for example, electric vehicles, you know, are giving diesel vehicles, you know, a run for their money. Do you foresee, at least in Asia, the development of counter trends to against these super apps, or perhaps apps that will, you know, be more specialized and less, I guess, less multifunctional moving forward? Do you foresee such a counter trend coming up here?
I don't know. I mean, I think the super apps are the counter trend, right? At the end of the day.
And how will you foresee these apps evolving even further, looking at the ones available locally?
I think it's really hard to say, but there's still the kind of ongoing question on whether or not the consumers preferred unbundled services versus super app services. With Grab going into a variety of things, I mean, we are observing a number of our audience either really liking that they're adding so many different services into the ecosystem, but we're also seeing pushback from some audience who's like, hey, you know, this is getting a little bit cluttered. So again, it's quite hard to say at this juncture, but I do like what some of these apps are rolling out. I do like what I see. You know, they're coming out with specialized kind of business units to focus on this. So it'll be an interesting thing to observe over the next, you know, medium to long term.
And with that, Vincent, thanks so much for speaking with us. That was Vincent Fung, Chief Editor of FinTech News Malaysia. You can keep us, you know, sending your thoughts in. Do you think we need another super app, or do you think existing ones are enough? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.